Hanuman was the god of the monkeys, a warrior god devoted to King Rama and Rama's wife, Sita. He's best known for his fearless devotional leap of faith from India to Sri Lanka to rescue Sita after she was taken by the demon king Ravana. Fear is a shapeshifter. It can wear any face and hide in any corner, speaking in a voice that sounds like your own. Fear can arise from an issue of insecurity. When we feel insecure, it's good to understand that it lives at the root of who we are. It is a misstep of being ungrounded. To counter this, we work on the root chakra. This vortex of energy, this wheel, is called the Muladhara chakra. It is the first in a row of seven that start at the base of our tailbone. This is where our energy lies dormant until we awaken it. And it can awaken through a practice on a yoga mat or even when we wake and get out of bed. This is where we meet our basic survival needs. When we contemplate our fears, we begin to recognize that it can often be as simple as false evidence or emotion appearing real. Fear. F-E-A-R. We cannot truly fear what we do not know. Hence, false evidence or emotion appearing real. Can you connect now to your foundation, to the very root of who you are? Sit in a seat that has you firmly anchored in the space you're in. Touch down. Acknowledge any part of you that may be fearful. Things that are scary. When you think about those things, feel how the energy rises from the deepest parts of you. And watch how the request to invite fear in allows it to fly upward toward the center, toward the space of your heart. What does this have to do with Hanuman? Well, despite being born with immense power, Hanuman forgot who he was. Fear and forgetfulness kept him small and insecure. His distraction showed us that despair thrives when we lose sight of our gifts, our connections, our dharma, the thing we're here on this earth to do that only we can do. The moment he remembered, really remembered, his divine strength and purpose, nothing could stop him. He leapt across oceans, lifted mountains, and walked straight into the fire for love and truth. So, fight or flight. Today, choose flight. Whether you end up taking a giant leap or wake up to your own faith with renewed conviction that you can conquer anything that comes your way. Choose flight.